little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Can I ask a question? It's just a computery thing. Family history of early cardiocoronary heart disease was a percentage. The patient walks in, how do you work that out? It's one of the slidey bars just underneath
it. It tells you how to work it out on it.
Does it?
Yeah. So you have to be familiar with the tool that you're using.
Yeah.
So get familiar with the tools that you're using and learn how to factor these things in. I do agree that these tools are only as good as the statistics that they're based on. So do have a sceptical eye, and if you don't think that the evidence is good, then change the tool that you're using. I was looking at a website that was comparing how good bisphosphonates were at preventing osteoporosis, and there were wide disparities about how effective they were depending on which tool you looked at. So I think you have to be comfortable that you're giving the most up-to-date and evidence-based details. But the tools can be powerful, providing they're based on the right numbers. Yeah.
So do you calculate Q-risk 2 separately on whatever EMIS or system 1?
No, you don't need to calculate it at all. This will automatically, if you click on Q-risk at the top of this, it will actually give you...
Unfortunately, you can't just repopulate it. It won't...
It's not embedded.
There is a tool.
Twice, then, wouldn't you?
Yeah. So it's a hassle. Yeah. So the best thing is, if you're going to go for a big risk discussion, just go straight to one of the websites and stick the stuff in. I mean, you can, as you know, with Q-risk, it will give you a little smiley face chart within EMIS, certainly straight away embedded within that, and it tells you relative to the average person of that age in the UK. So it depends on the amount of data you want, the amount of detail the patient wants, what's helpful, you know, and the balance between when you're selling and when you are genuinely exploring and all of that. But they can be quite helpful.
So if you're using this particular tool, I've got a crib sheet because I don't like to have to go back and forth between EMIS and the software that we're using. So I initially crib all the data that I need to take, and then I can put it straight onto there rather than...
So you write down on a laminated sheet.
So I write that down on a laminated sheet with a pen that you can then wipe off with a tissue afterwards, and it's quick to do that. It's not a fast consultation. I think that going through it, although it's very powerful, I think you need a consultation to do it.
Let's hear it for our GP. Improving, risk removing, no.